Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, February 23, 2025.
Misconduct complaint against Judge Ana Reyes. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed a rare complaint against Judge Ana Reyes in Washington, D.C., accusing her of serious misconduct during hearings about President Donald Trump's ban on transgender individuals in the military. The complaint claims she disrespected a Justice Department lawyer and failed to uphold the integrity expected of judges. It highlights instances where she used inappropriate language and questioned a lawyer's religious beliefs, raising concerns about fairness in the legal process. If found guilty of misconduct, she could face serious consequences like censure or reprimand. This case is part of ongoing legal battles over Trump's policies on transgender rights. Judge Reyes, appointed by former President Joe Biden, is expected to make a crucial ruling soon that could impact the rights of transgender individuals in the military and the relationship between the judiciary and the executive branch.
Hungary's stance on Ukraine's NATO membership. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has made headlines with his strong opposition to Ukraine's bid for NATO membership during a recent speech in Budapest. He warned that Hungary would block Ukraine's access to the European Union if it conflicted with Hungarian interests, emphasizing that Ukraine cannot join the EU without the support of the Hungarian people. Orbán expressed concerns that Ukraine's NATO membership could harm Hungarian farmers and negatively affect the national economy. His comments come amid ongoing discussions about Ukraine's future as a buffer between NATO and Russia, especially following the military conflict that began with Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. Orbán criticized European leaders for potentially dragging the West into a dangerous confrontation, arguing that the aftermath of the Russia-Ukraine war is more critical than the war itself. As Hungary navigates its complex role within the EU and NATO, the debate over Ukraine's membership remains a hot topic with significant implications for regional security and Hungary's agricultural sector.
U.S. economic partnership with Ukraine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent recently outlined a vision for a trade agreement with Ukraine in the Financial Times. This initiative aims to help Ukraine rebuild after years of struggle since the conflict began in 2014. The plan suggests using revenue from Ukraine's natural resources to create a dedicated fund for development, allowing the U.S. to manage future investments. Located in Eastern Europe, Ukraine has faced significant challenges, especially after Russia's annexation of Crimea. This partnership seeks to provide essential financial support for rebuilding efforts and promote trade between the two nations. By collaborating, the U.S. and Ukraine can foster economic growth and stability in a region marked by international conflicts. What could this mean for the future of Ukraine?
Germans prepare for national election amid economic concerns. Germans are getting ready for a crucial national election on February 22, 2025, which could reshape the country's political future. Friedrich Merz's conservative party, the Christian Democratic Union, is set to reclaim power, while the far-right Alternative for Germany is on track for its best result ever. With the political scene becoming more divided, forming coalitions will be challenging, especially with ongoing debates about migration and the AfD's growing influence. Chancellor Olaf Scholz, from the Social Democratic Party, may remain in a caretaker role if no coalition emerges, delaying vital economic policies. Germany's economy has faced 2 years of decline, and businesses are struggling to compete globally. Recent polls show public optimism about living standards has dropped sharply from 42% in 2023 to just 27% in 2024. As the election nears, the stakes couldn't be higher for all parties involved. The CDU aims to tackle economic issues and address public concerns about migration. This election will not only impact Germany's domestic policies, but also its role in the European Union and its international trade relations, particularly with the United States and in light of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine.
Hungary's investigation into U.S. funding. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has initiated a bold investigation into civil organizations that receive funding from the United States. In his State of the Nation address on February 22, 2025, he expressed concerns about fake civil organizations, that he believes threaten Hungary's independence by interfering in local politics. Orbán accused these groups of using American money to sway journalists and politicians, creating a biased control of public opinion. To tackle these issues, Orbán's government will send a commissioner to the U.S. to trace the flow of funds into Hungary. He emphasized the need for legal reforms to prevent these organizations from serving foreign interests, with changes expected by Easter 2025. Alexandra Szentkarályi, head of the ruling Fidesz party's Budapest chapter, supported this initiative, confirming the government's commitment to uncovering those linked to U.S. funding. This investigation underscores the ongoing conflicts between Hungary and the United States over foreign influence in domestic affairs, raising important questions about the future of civil society in Hungary.
Trump's first month in office at CPAC 2025. At the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, in National Harbor, Maryland, President Donald Trump marked his first month in office. He celebrated his administration's accomplishments, including major cuts to government size, while taking a jab at former President Joe Biden, which thrilled the audience. A recent poll showed Trump with an impressive 99% approval rating among CAC attendees, and 61% backed his vice president, J.D. Vance, as the top Republican choice for the 2028 election. Controversy surrounds Trump's administration, especially with his appointment of billionaire Elon Musk to streamline government operations. Musk's bold tactics include requiring federal employees to justify their work or face dismissal. At CPAC, he was welcomed with a chainsaw by Javier Milei, the libertarian president of Argentina, symbolizing a drastic approach to cuts. Trump also touched on international relations, mentioning an upcoming agreement with Ukraine about sharing mineral revenue. As the 2028 election nears, the Republican Party's dynamics are set to shift, influenced by Trump's leadership and the challenges ahead.
ECB considers deposit rate cut. François Villeroy de Galha, head of the Bank of France and a key figure at the European Central Bank, announced that the ECB is weighing a cut to its deposit rate, potentially lowering it to 2% by summer 2025. This follows a recent decrease to 2.75% in January. Villeroy pointed out that concerns about slow economic growth are now overshadowing worries about ongoing inflation in the Eurozone. A lower deposit rate could encourage banks to lend more, boosting spending and investment, but it might also mean lower interest rates for savers. The ECB's decisions are vital for the Eurozone, where countries use the euro as their currency, currently valued at about 1 euro to 1.07 US dollars. Villeroy's remarks highlight the need for European banks to consolidate to stay competitive globally. As the ECB navigates these challenges, the focus remains on balancing growth and inflation.
Musk's directive to federal employees. On February 22, 2025, the Trump administration sent a striking email to federal employees in Washington, D.C., demanding they report their work achievements from the previous week by Monday night or risk losing their jobs. Elon Musk, head of the Department of Government Efficiency, warned that failing to respond would be seen as a resignation. Employees were instructed to summarize their work in 5 bullet points and copy their managers, all aimed at assessing efficiency and potentially downsizing the workforce. This push for efficiency aligns with President Trump's recent calls for aggressive government restructuring. Concerns are mounting among federal employees and unions, particularly the American Federation of Government Employees, which has pledged to challenge any unlawful job terminations. With uncertainty hanging over several federal agencies, this directive raises serious questions about job security and the potential disruption of public services. What does this mean for the future of government operations and employees who serve the public?
Shaktikanta Das takes on key role as Principal Secretary to Modi. Shaktikanta Das steps into a pivotal role as the Principal Secretary to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, starting February 22, 2025. This important appointment follows his successful 6-year term as the Governor of the Reserve Bank of India, where he was the first non-economist to lead in nearly 30 years. With his deep knowledge in money management strategies and economic policy, Das is expected to provide valuable insights to the Prime Minister's office. He succeeds Pramod Kumar Mishra, who held the position since September 2019.
This leadership change comes at a crucial time as India faces economic challenges like inflation and global pressures. Das's experience is seen as a strategic move to enhance the government's economic management. His previous decisions have directly influenced inflation rates and economic growth. This appointment could significantly impact investor confidence and economic stability in India.
Syria's National Dialogue Conference. Syria is at a crucial turning point as it prepares for a National Dialogue Conference on February 24th and 25th, 2025, in Damascus. This important event aims to ignite political change and address urgent challenges facing the nation. Spokesperson Hassan Al-Dagim emphasizes the strong support from Syrians eager for progress. Key discussions will focus on addressing past human rights abuses, reforming the constitution, and restructuring the economy, with around 600 attendees forming working groups to create actionable proposals. This conference comes at a vital moment as Syria continues to deal with the aftermath of the civil war that began in 2011. The ongoing humanitarian crisis and economic instability make dialogue more necessary than ever. The discussions will tackle issues that affect daily life, aiming to pave the way for peace and recovery. With a structured approach, the conference seeks to ensure every voice is heard and practical solutions are developed. What changes could this dialogue bring to the lives of everyday Syrians?
Poland's ongoing support for Ukraine's Starlink service. Poland is standing firm in its support for Ukraine by continuing to fund its Starlink subscription, even as the United States considers limiting Ukraine's access to this crucial satellite internet service. Starlink, operated by SpaceX, is essential for keeping military and civilian communications running smoothly in Ukraine, which faces ongoing challenges due to the conflict with Russia. Deputy Prime Minister Krzysztof Gawkowski stated that Poland will keep covering the subscription fees for Ukraine. Since Russia's invasion in February 2022, Poland has delivered 20,000 Starlink units, showcasing its commitment to Ukraine's communication needs. This support not only reinforces Poland's dedication to Ukraine's sovereignty, but also highlights the importance of international cooperation in these tense times. As the situation evolves, Poland's actions may significantly impact diplomatic relations in the region, particularly with the United States and Ukraine.
U.S.-China economic tensions rise. On February 22, 2025, the Chinese Ministry of Commerce expressed deep worries about the new U.S. investment policy, called the America First Investment Policy. This approach prioritizes American interests and could limit foreign investments, especially from China. The ministry spokesperson criticized the policy as unfair and harmful to normal trade cooperation between Chinese and U.S. businesses. The U.S. is tightening security reviews on Chinese investments, which may shake the confidence of Chinese companies looking to invest in America. Many U.S. business groups are concerned that these restrictions could cut off access to the crucial Chinese market. The Chinese government is urging the U.S. to follow global trade rules and respect market principles. As tensions escalate over trade and investment, the consequences of the America First investment policy could lead to retaliatory actions from China, further straining diplomatic relations and affecting global trade. Understanding these developments is vital, as shifts in trade policies can significantly impact jobs and economic stability. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.